It is mentioned by the Tabi'i saint, Sayyidina Mujahid radiallahu ta'ala an, has mentioned that when a person talks about his fellow Muslim, his Islamic brother, with good words, in a kind manner, subhanallah, what happens? The malaika, the pure angels of Allah Azza wa Jal, make dua for this person. So if you talk about your fellow Muslim, whether your blood relation or any Muslim in general, if you talk good about them, the angels make a specific dua for you, and that is, may Allah Azza wa Jal also grant you the same, Allah. However, if a person speaks ill of his fellow Muslim, for example, backbiting, etc., then the angels, they say, O person, you have revealed his secret. Look at yourself and thank Allah Azza wa Jal that he has concealed your faults. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And don't we want Allah Azza wa Jal to conceal our faults? And he Azza wa Jal does. Because so many bad habits that we have, so many faults and shortcomings that we have that the general public don't know about. And Allah Azza wa Jal does not expose us. In fact, in this manner, it is recorded in Sahih Muslim Sharif, مَنْ سَتَرَ مُسْلِمًا سَتَرَهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Allahu Akbar. Whoever conceals and hides the faults of another Muslim, Allah Azza wa Jal, who is Sattar, the one who conceals, will conceal his faults on the Day of Judgment. Allahu Akbar. And on that day, when each person will be accountable for his own deeds, his actions and sayings that he had done and said in this dunya, in front of the whole of creation, Allahu Akbar. On that day we will truly need our faults, our evils, our bad habits to be concealed. May Allah Azza wa Jal conceal our faults and protect us against exposing our fellow Muslims, inshallah Azza wa Jal. The great Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, the leader of millions of Shawafi around the world, has said, whoever has made his fellow Muslim, his Muslim brother, understand in private, not in front of everybody, he has truly advised him and graced him. And that person who has tried to make his fellow Muslim understand in public, in front of people, indeed has disgraced him. Islam is teaching us these beautiful ethics when we are dealing with people in general and Muslims in particular. You see a fault, you see a wrong. Yes, our deen teaches us, when you see a wrong, correct it with your hands. If you are unable to, then with your tongue, speak out against it. Even then, if you are unable to, then in your heart, you must believe firmly that this is indeed wrong. وَذَٰلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ The narration says, and that's the weakest part of iman, that we can't do anything, we can't say anything, we can just feel that this is wrong. Nevertheless, these etiquettes we must apply in our lives, that how I would like to be corrected privately, likewise we must correct our fellow Muslims, whether in our home or out of our homes, in private and not in public, as this will lead to their humiliation and disgrace, and they could have ill feelings against us as well. The Prophet of Mercy, the intercessor of the Ummah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has stated, O you who have established faith with your tongues, but iman and faith has not entered the hearts, do not backbite and do not find faults with Muslims, because the person who finds faults with Muslims, Allah Azza wa Jal will expose his fault, and when Allah Azza wa Jal reveals his fault, he is disgraced even if he is in his home. Allahu Akbar.